Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is Mary Casanova. I live up on the Canadian border, right on Rainy Lake, in a little village called Rainier, Minnesota. About 200 people and about 50 dogs, a few miles from International Falls, on the edge of nowhere. I'm going to read from Frozen, my novel that came out a little over a year ago from the University of Minnesota Press. It's a book that's for young adults as well as adults. This was prompted by stumbling upon a very short little segment of history in a book called Kuchiching by Hiram Draki. We live in Kuchiching County, way up north. There was a little statement about in the early 1900s, around 1907, 1909, in a little logging town very close to where I live, a prostitute was found frozen in the snow one morning. And as a joke, somebody took her frozen body and stood her body up in the corner at the beginning of a town hall meeting. And all it said in that history book was, it caused a great stir. And in me, of course, it caused an unstoppable desire to know more and to try to find some way to understand who this woman may have been, maybe to vindicate her death and her life in some way. My biggest challenge was, how do I approach this? How do I get at it? And started to think, well, what if? What if she had a daughter who might have followed her out into the snowstorm that night? And what if that daughter was also found in the snow? But instead of being dead, she was almost dead and unable to speak. Doesn't speak for 11 years until she's 16 years old. I'm going to start with one of the flashbacks that weaves its way through the story before chapter one in this flashback prologue. Behind the silver-plated parlor stove in the corner, I sat up from my nest of blankets and shivered. Mama should have finished by then with customers who came for visiting. She should have come to wake me with a soft drumming of fingertips and carry me up to our bed. Except for someone snoring upstairs and a high-pitched wind howling outside, an unusual quiet had settled on the boarding house. Footsteps creaked on the staircase, step by slow step downward. I tucked back under my blankets and didn't make a sound. As long as I didn't get in the way, Darla let us stay. When Mama didn't work, I snuggled with her upstairs. She brushed my hair, read to me, and often said, "Things won't always be this way, Sadie Rose. Someday we'll have a home of our own." I pressed my cheek to the dusty floor and peered out between the curved legs of the cast iron stove. A man stepped onto the parlor carpet of swirling reds and blues. Beneath his knee-length beaver coat appeared his dark pants and polished black boots, unlike so many worn and mud-covered boots that came and went. An edge of quilt, the same light blue circles on white as Mama's quilt, hung near the bottom of the man's coat. "Damn it," he huffed, fumbling with the handle. Before the door shut again, a gust of brittle cold whooshed in.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.